Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Kenny Hodge, and welcome to the Kenny Hodge Podcast. I thought about delivering this message 2 years late in remembrance of Juneteenth, but I decided I'll just wait 2 days. I want to speak to you today about Juneteenth and maybe clear up or state some facts about Juneteenth that you just might not be aware of. Now, if you'll notice in the background, I've got some soothing gospel music playing because it is a latent function of mine to not get you riled up, but to get you educated. And we know, as people of color, nothing does that like some good gospel music. But let's talk Juneteenth. In order for us to have a serious conversation about Juneteenth, you have to understand that Juneteenth is a delayed product of what America already agreed to do. Do you understand what I'm saying? So for the younger generation, when you celebrate Juneteenth, it's important that you understand Juneteenth was not just because the United States recognized black Americans. Oh, we had to go through some things in order to get a day of recognition. But we as a people are so resilient that nothing stops our progress. It can be slowed to a crawl, but it's never going to stop. Hey, let's go back to 1863 when President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Now, you got to understand that when President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, that was not done because he really felt that black Americans were getting unjust treatment. He needed black soldiers in the army, so we had to emancipate them so that they could join military forces. Now, you have to understand that the Emancipation Proclamation, and again, I'm being a little cynical, but factual, was because, again, America needed the help of black Americans in order to help the North win the war. And you got to also understand, when we talk about President Lincoln, him writing and signing the Emancipation Proclamation, let me show you how sincere as a human being he was. You only got freedom if the military had a victory. So this really wasn't just for you. Understand that, black America. So as I transition from the Emancipation Proclamation into the deliverance of that news 2 years later, I want to leave you with this thought. As black Americans, we were brought here in chains. They were forced to loose the shackles in Emancipation Proclamation so that now we could join the military and help secure a victory for the North over the South. Once that victory was achieved and maintained, guess what happens to black Americans? Now the North says, yeah, we're against slavery, but don't you go thinking you're equal. Ponder that for a minute. Let's talk Juneteenth. 2 years after President Lincoln signs the Emancipation Proclamation, the war is coming to an end, and the North is victorious. So now they have to spread the word to all black Americans that you're no longer a slave. You haven't been a slave by writings for 2 years now. So when we celebrate Juneteenth, understand Juneteenth almost didn't come about. Even though there was a law written or a proclamation written that people would be freed, they didn't adhere to it. So we had to come back and reiterate with this Juneteenth celebration. So my point of saying that to you is because Black Americans, I need you to understand, and we need to better understand, that when we celebrate a day like Juneteenth, that should be a victory, a monumental ceremony, and it should also give us time to reflect on what it is as a people we've come through, we're still going through, but we continue to persevere and we continue to move forward at slow speeds, but forward progress nonetheless. Let's make up our minds, Black America, that we're going to go back and live that lineage of kings and queens, which is your lineage. There's a reason you don't really know that. But let's go back to Juneteenth, and let's look at Juneteenth in contrast or comparison to a more celebrated holiday, 4th of July. Again, understanding that we come from chains, we've broken chains, we fought in wars, we fought for freedom, we fought for liberation. But guess what? The struggle continues, folks. When we look at Juneteenth in comparison to the 4th of July, if you think about it in its purest form, and I'm 100% patriotic American, a retired military vet, so don't take me wrong. What is it that Black folk have to celebrate about 4th of July? I mean, if you think about the purpose of holidays, the 4th of July liberated the colonies from England, but it gave them the authority to hold people captive. If you didn't fit the profile of a community, as per the 4th of July Independence Day, the colonies now had a right to enslave you. So when we talk about celebrating the 4th of July, that's not a good time in celebrating history for Black America. When we talk about celebrating Juneteenth, that is a joyous time because freedom had already been proclamated. But again, even though it was a law, that was very unpopular, and it took two additional years to get the word to all the slaves. But this is United States of America, and sometimes we tend to be law-abiding citizens, so they got creative. Juneteenth, you're free. 1865, but guess what we do now have? We've got a whole new set of books called Jim Crow laws. So I can adhere to the proclamation and then create my own set of standards that will enslave you again, and there ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about it. Except this time, we won't call it enslavement, but that's exactly what it is. If I had to dedicate this podcast to a person, that person would be a good friend of mine. That would be Daryl Rayford, my man, Columbus, Ohio. When I came to Columbus in 2000, being 100 with you, I never heard of Juneteenth. And that young man introduced me to it. And then you and I both know you can't stop the rooster from crowing once the sun comes up. So then I began to read about it. And I understood that it is now recognized. So everyone's going to hear about it. But again, it's just one of those many struggles Black America went through and is still going through, trying to get on a level plane of true equality that's for every human being that God created. There should be zero difference. Thank you for following me on the podcast. Stay tuned, because as I always tell you, it's eclectic.